thereafter cycling through the others.
In 10 seconds,
the AMR power will be turned on. 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. The command has gone to turn on the altitude marking radar power. The telemetry indicates it is on. We are now waiting the command in the register to be sent next to the first phase electrical power turn on. The altitude marking radar is on. This is confirmed. 20 seconds for the thrust phase power. Turn on thrust phase electrical power.
Thrust phase power on.
Telemetry indicates it is on. We are now 3 minutes and 30 seconds from retro ignition. One minute, 30 seconds, to enable the altitude marking radar. Incidentally, a slight change from my previous announcements. I will be giving you descent speeds in miles per hour during the descent of the retro phase. Altitudes in feet, speeds in miles per hour. Seconds to the AMR enabled. When that switch is thrown, then the next time that radar sees something that looks like the moon at the right altitude, it'll turn on the retro. Up until that switch is thrown, it cannot initiate the retro, even if it accidentally gets a wrong signal. Altitude marking radar. At 14 minutes and 37 seconds after 11, the emergency signal will be sent to back up the marking radar's mark. 10 seconds to go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. Telemetry indicates it is now enabled.
When I, in case you just joined us, the pictures you are looking at are coming straight from Pasadena via the early bird satellite, and they are of the Surveyor control room in the very final phase of the operation, as Surveyor so far highly successfully approaches the surface of the moon.
We are 60 seconds from the expected time when we get that first mark. From then on, there will be a 7.8 second built-in delay before the ignition.
One slight disappointment, because the television camera, which was originally planned to send pictures of the final phase of the approach back to Earth, has been cancelled out and is not being used. So, once again, the final approach to the moon will in fact be blind. The first picture we shall get is after the Surveyor has touched down.
To send its mark. 10 seconds, waiting for the marking radar. 4, 3, ignition looks stable. Stable ignition. We are now at 5,148 miles an hour. Down to 116,000 feet, 4590.
6G velocity.
Now down to 63,000 feet, 3,900 miles per hour. 8G's acceleration. We are now at 30,000 feet.
No, burnout confirmed.
Retro burnout is confirmed.
Acceleration.
Thirty-two thousand feet. 400 feet per second vertical velocity. 425 feet per second. 24,000 feet. Engineering commutator 3 has been turned on. We are in lock with the engineering 3 data. Strain gauges are reading out. These strain gauges will give us indication about touchdown.
400 feet per second.
12,000 feet. All signals are normal.
8,000 feet.
250 feet per second.
200 feet per second.
Surveyors reported in excellent condition. All signals look good. 4,000 feet stable. 1,000 foot mark. 800 feet per second. 600 feet. 400 feet. 200 feet.
100 feet per second.
13 feet per second speed. Signal strength is reported at -125.5 dBm. We'll now await further indication on the condition of the surveyor. Thrust phase power is being turned off. That has been commanded. Thrust phase power is off.